2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, December 11th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 35 degrees.
A crash on 33rd South in South Salt Lake. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour, excitement from the mayors of Orem and Taylorsville today after specific locations were announced for new temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
71 South Geneva Road is west of the freeway in Orem. 47th South and 27th West is just off I-215 in Taylorsville. Taylorsville Mayor Christy Overson says a temple invigorates the whole area.
It's a great location in our city, easily accessible from I-215. It will be prominent in the city and in the valley.
Orem Mayor Richard Brunst has seen artist renderings.
70,000 square feet, and it'll have a big spire in the middle, and it will be beautiful.
They expect each temple to take about 2 to 3 years to build. The groundbreakings are yet to be announced. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Smith's Warehouse in Layton is back up and running normally this hour after a water main break caused problems this morning. The rushing water caused the ground to shift near some ammonia tanks, and that led to an evacuation. After it was determined no ammonia got into the building, everyone was allowed to return to work. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The Justice Department's Inspector General has been testifying on Capitol Hill today. The Inspector General report released this week concluded there was no political bias in the way the FBI investigated the Trump campaign in 2016. Here's Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham questioning Inspector General Michael Horowitz.
Is it fair to say there came a point to where surveilling Carter Page became unlawful?
I will let the court decide that. The court has this report and will make that decision.
The report did find some inaccuracies and omissions in how they monitored a Trump campaign advisor, Carter Page. The head of the FAA says, contrary to Boeing's estimates, the 737 MAX will not be recertified to fly again by the end of the year. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
The culture and structure within the FAA need to change, says new FAA head Steve Dixon. As members of Congress pressed Dixon on why whistleblower warnings about the Boeing 737 MAX were allegedly ignored.
We need to have a healthy safety reporting culture. It's what we demand of those that we regulate.
After the first MAX crash, the FAA's own risk analysis showed there would be more crashes of Boeing 737 MAX planes if no changes were made. Then there was another just months later. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Utah County Sheriff's Office is searching for an inmate who disappeared after deputies say he cut off his ankle monitor. Boyd Paul Anderson was serving his sentence for a DUI and drug distribution conviction. Anderson has a long criminal history, including 9 DUI convictions, impersonating an officer, domestic violence, and more. He's been booked in the Utah County Jail 37 times. Investigators think he may be driving a blue 2009 Chevy pickup with an 8-inch lift. The Utah Highway Patrol is kicking off its holiday DUI enforcement this weekend. They will have more than 150 shifts for troopers to look for impaired drivers. And one woman says being arrested for DUI years ago may have saved her life. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Back in January 2016, UHP Sergeant Nick Bricker spotted a woman in her car that was so drunk when she was asked for her license, she pulled out a credit card. Eventually, he got her ID.
I paused briefly to run her driver's license, and it was at that time that I realized I knew her.
It was his old high school friend, Hillary Staska. All she remembers is waking up in the drunk tank.
First thought I had was, I don't know where my son is.
This was rock bottom. She's been sober ever since that day, and she says the wake-up call from being arrested was the best thing that could have happened.
It saved me. It saved my son. It saved so many people on the road.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Google has released its list of the top trending searches of the year in the Salt Lake area. Google says the top trend was Disney Plus. That was followed by Mackenzie Lueck, Captain Marvel, Game of Thrones, and Notre Dame Cathedral. An anonymous donor is paying for an entire town in Iowa to go to see the movie about Mr. Rogers. The movie arrives next week in Webster City. Manager of the theater, Ann McLaughlin, told TV station KCCI that they usually struggle to remain open, but they are now bracing for a packed crowd.
Everywhere I go, people are like, is it true? Is somebody really going to pay for everybody to come to the movie?
The donor said the reason behind the gift is to encourage people to be more like his hero, Mr. Rogers. Coming up on KSL, we are hearing today from some Americans who survived a volcano explosion in New Zealand. Officials just updated the death toll, saying at least 16 people were killed. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A crash in South Salt Lake, 3300 South at 9th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
This. I don't want to eliminate all disagreement. We just need to disagree better.
Is Boyd Matheson, opinion page editor of the Deseret News. An expanded edition of Inside Sources from 11 till noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Danta Claus from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City. Would you like to save huge, massive money this holiday season? Don't throw out that old computer. We can transform that old, slow, or broken-down desktop or laptop into fluffy, high-speed goodness, no matter what brand it is. Just bring your desktop or laptop computer in for a free diagnostic. The diagnostic is 100% free, and there's no obligation. We're so great at making computers faster that if we can't fix or upgrade your desktop or laptop, we'll buy it from you. Have I lost my mind? Want to trade in your old computer? We have brand new lifetime warranty desktop computers from $799, and we'll buy your old computer. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12 months special financing on any PC laptops, desktop, or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com.
Where we love Bill you. Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback, so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW-CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this hour, the mayors of Orem and Taylorsville, they are pretty excited today after the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced new temples in their area. We'll continue to follow those stories for you throughout the afternoon here on KSL News Radio. We're hearing today from tourists who were near a volcano in New Zealand that erupted. The death toll has just been increased to 16 people. Those killed or injured were part of a cruise ship tour group. We get that story from ABC's Marcus Moore.
The risk of another eruption on New Zealand's White Island increased.
No.
Officials warning that the chance of it happening in the next 24 hours could be as high as 60%. This morning, hope that any survivors will be found alive, all but gone. And for the first time overnight, we saw the volcano up close. Newlyweds Matthew and Lauren were two of the 9 Americans exploring Fakhari Volcano when it exploded Monday. They were the lucky ones. Matthew's mother, Janet, sharing the voicemail her son left her with Inside Edition.
This isn't a joke. The volcano actually erupted while we were on the island. Lynn and I got pretty badly burned, so we're at a hospital in New Zealand. My hands are burned, so I can't use my phone.
We spoke to Matthew Urie's mother at the airport on her way to New Zealand to be with her son.
He has no use of his hands. Trying not to cry. My son's are crying and said he wanted me to come.
Urie says her daughter-in-law is still intubated and unable to talk, suffering from burns to 25% of her body.
There might have been some geysering going on at the ground, some more, you know, volcanic vapors or something, but to people just visiting that island, it would look like that's normal.
Now, questions about why tourists were allowed on the popular island before it exploded in the first place. Officials raising the volcanic threat level on the island just weeks ago. Dr. Robin George Andrews, a volcanologist and contributing writer for National Geographic, says that even with an uptick of activity, these types of eruptions are almost impossible to predict.
Knowing that in the past explosions like this have happened, and knowing that they had raised the alert level, I personally wouldn't have visited the island.
Dozens of people are in the hospital receiving treatment for severe burns. Donor skin is being brought in from the United States and Australia, and doctors here say that the number of people being treated for burn injuries at the same time is unprecedented for this country.
Boy, such a tragedy. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are starting our drive with a nice commute on all your Valley freeways. That does include I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. We do have some busy traffic, Bangor Highway. This is going to be about 4700 south with a little bit of backup both north and southbound directions. And only one accident, 33rd South and 9th West in South Salt Lake. Own the film Rotten Tomatoes ranked at 99% audience approval. The Fighting Preacher, T.C. Christensen's best film yet. The Fighting Preacher DVD is now only $16.99 at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Up to 43 today, a lot of clouds. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's New News, we're learning of a new discovery made by the team behind the KSL podcast Cold about the Susan Powell investigation. We're going to go in depth on that subject with KSL's Dave Cauley coming up at 12:15 following ABC News right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
The last minute Christmas countdown at Sound Warehouse is in full swing. Last minute prices at all three Sound Warehouse locations. Kenwood Exelon in-dash digital big screen video with Apple CarPlay, Android audio, USB, and ready for backup camera and Sirius XM satellite radio, only $349. All in one. Amp woofer mounted in a sexy bass enclosure for Rockford Fosgate starting at $249. Rockin' Santa sleigh for over 40 years. Jeff Art approved. Check out our 90-day payment option. No credit needed. Kenwood or Pioneer Bluetooth USB car stereos starting at $79. Dump the ice scraper. Sound Warehouse has a huge selection of remote car starts starting at $249, including module and basic installation labor. Big screen in-dash navigation from Kenwood, Pioneer, and Jensen starting at $199. Time is short. Buying must be fast. The Sound Warehouse last minute Christmas countdown. Check out this week's City Weekly. Go to soundwarehouse.com. Orem, 1680 North State. Ogden, 28th and Wall. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Utah Community Credit Union has many ways for you to find less stress and more cheer this holiday season.
One of the ways is with a home equity loan. You know, we've been talking about how home prices are so high. It's the perfect time to get what they call a HELOC, a home equity line of credit that you can use for anything, for home repairs if you need them, or to buy something like a new car. There are no fees, no closing fees, no obligation to even use it.
And of course, a personal line of credit is just that. Personal is designed to fit your unique situation, and you will always get the lowest rate possible on any type of personal loan from our friends at Utah Community Credit Union.
And at this time of year, sometimes it helps to skip a loan payment. At UCCU, you can skip a loan payment for just $25, and that comes in handy.
One more thing you should think about. The holiday season is also a big season for fraudsters, so you need to check out Be Fraud Smart. It's a free resource from UCCU that will help you and your family be safe this holiday season.
Just call or email UCCU or stop by any of their 18 locations.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Are you taking the plunge? Doing your own plumbing? Don't you find it draining? Ha ha. Renting a mainline sewer machine costs more than we charge to unplug a mainline sewer. We're even less expensive than a handyman, and our drain technicians are specialists, highly trained, and Whipple Service Champion certified. That's all they do all day. While you watch, we clean the pipe to the full diameter and inspect our work with a color high-resolution underwater camera. No extra charge. You can see if we completely cleaned the pipe and if there are roots, breaks, separations, or bellies. We find mainline problems while they are small and prevent them from becoming big, messy floods requiring sewer replacement. For drain cleaning, there is only one choice, Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and drain cleaning. Our today's special is any drain line cleared for just $55, camera included. Call 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
A powerful threat, calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
New Latter-day Saint Temple locations announced for Orem and Taylorsville. One on Geneva Road and one off 47th South. Both mayors say they're very excited. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Utah County Sheriff's Office is searching for an inmate who disappeared after deputies say he cut off his ankle monitor. Boyd Paul Anderson was serving a sentence for a DUI and a drug distribution conviction. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
So far, so good on your Salt Lake County freeways, but we do have one small accident. 9th West, 3300 South in South Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there, 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Authorities in Jersey City, New Jersey, say they are more certain than ever that yesterday's deadly shooting was a targeted attack. ABC's Aaron Katursky on the latest findings.
ABC News has learned the device found in the back of the stolen U-Haul driven by the Jersey City suspects proved to be an operable explosive device, a pipe bomb. What the suspects planned to do with it remained unclear and part of the investigation. Also found in the U-Haul were religious writings. Surveillance video showed the suspects pull up in front of the kosher supermarket and immediately open fire at the store. It's being investigated as a possible case of domestic terrorism.
Among the dead, a police officer. In a matter of hours from now, the House Judiciary Committee will begin debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump. If members approve them, the full House could vote on impeachment before leaving for Christmas recess. The Senate Judiciary Committee now hearing from the Department of Justice's Inspector General and the report he released this week.
The FAA performed an analysis that concluded that if
the Justice Department's Inspector General Michael Horowitz telling Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein that there is no evidence that political bias was the reason the FBI decided to investigate the 2016 Trump campaign.
Did Attorney General Barr provide any evidence that caused you to alter this key finding that the FBI investigation had an adequate predicate?
No, we stand by our finding.
Attorney General Bill Barr had expressed doubt about that conclusion. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News on Capitol Hill.
The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee is conducting another hearing into the Boeing 737 MAX. Chair Peter DeFazio.
The FAA performed an analysis that concluded that if left uncorrected, the MCAS design flaw in the 737 MAX could result in as many as 15 future fatal crashes over the life of the fleet.
The plane is still grounded. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We're learning of a new discovery made by the team behind the KSL podcast Cold about the Susan Powell investigation. It deals with a key piece of evidence which many people believe was a catalyst for the murder-suicide in Washington State involving Josh Powell and his sons back in 2012. KSL's Dave Cauley made that find.
For the last decade, police have believed that a computer they seized from Josh and Susan Powell's West Valley City home, as well as the unusual pornographic images they discovered on it, belonged to Josh Powell.
It's very, very disturbing. And so that was something else that they knew about him. And that was found by the West Valley Police on his computer.
The thumbnail images were the grounds for a judge in Washington ordering Josh Powell to undergo a psychosexual evaluation and denying him custody of his sons.
I think it's clear from that court order that these can be linked to Mr. Powell.
Many people close to the case have said that day in court back in February of 2012 broke Josh Powell.
When he was not only not given custody, but then the stipulations that they put on him, the psychosexual and some other things, I think that kind of cracked him.
It was just days later that Josh Powell killed himself and the boys, Charlie and Braden, during a court-authorized visit at his rented home.
The first available deputy.
Well, this could be life-threatening. He went to court on Wednesday, and he didn't get his kids back.
But a review of Susan Powell's own emails has revealed the computer in question, a Dell desktop, didn't actually belong to her husband. It turns out that Susan had purchased it used about 3 months before she disappeared. And an independent examination of the digital evidence by KSL's Cold Podcast has revealed that the images of cartoon pornography that were so concerning to the Washington judge were likely downloaded 6 months before the Dell computer entered the Powell household.
You know, it's explicit and it's of concern.
In other words, those images that many people, including Susan Powell's own parents, have called a catalyst for the murder-suicide, did not actually belong to Josh Powell. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
The details about those findings are in a bonus episode of the Cold Podcast that is out today. You will also hear details about the ongoing efforts to encrypt a hard drive owned by Josh Powell. Listen and subscribe free at kslnewsradio.com or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. KSL News Time 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Any problem spots, Ricky?
Yeah, Maria, we're going to bump this up to emergency traffic. We've got something going on. Northbound I-15 approaching Pioneer Crossing in American Fork. I believe I'm hearing scanner chatter of a crash, and it's blocking multiple lanes of traffic on northbound I-15 in Utah County. Now, right now, it's only causing some slowing, but it's not going to be long before we're going to have solid delays back to Pleasant Grove. We also have an accident. This is going to be Redwood Road, 3500 South on the right. And then a crash in Parley's Canyon. This is eastbound I-80 at East Canyon. It's already moved over to the shoulder. Mr. Mack has designer suits including Calvin Klein, Talia, Ralph Lauren, and Michael Kors priced affordably. Mr. Mack, no one buys, no one sells, no one cares the way they do. Absolutely no one. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And if you do see a problem spot out there in the drive and you want to let Ricky know, you can do so on the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500 as long as you text us safely. Let's take a look at the next 7 days in the forecast with Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds out there, 43 is the high. Valley rain showers, mountain snow tomorrow with a high of 44, and then rain showers and snow showers on Friday. Could be snow for the morning commute, and Friday's high 42. More snow on Saturday with high of 38. Clouds Sunday 33. It's colder Monday. 31 the high, partly cloudy, and then sunshine Tuesday, 32. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
37 and mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. We're going to check your money news. Looks like another flat day for the markets. The Dow just turning into the negative territory. A complete update coming up at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:22.
Talking to your doctor about opioids can be a little intimidating. So don't think of me as your doctor. Think of me as
an educator. I love it when you ask questions.
A trusted voice and source of information.
Or whatever makes you feel comfortable, like a happy little cloud.
Because I want to help however I can. And I want you to ask me questions, like if you're at risk for addiction. So let's talk about opioids. I'm easy to talk to, after all. Learn questions to ask and more at useonlyasdirected.org.
Music and the spoken word has been around for over 90 years.
The Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra.
And now you can listen to music and the spoken word whenever you want on your Alexa. It's really easy. Just enable your skill on your Alexa device and say, Alexa, play music and the spoken word. And you'll be listening to the 90-year heritage program whenever you want. What an easy way to listen to music and the spoken word. Alexa, play music and the spoken word. Happy listening.
At America First Credit Union, we don't want you as a customer. We don't want your family or friends as customers. Why? Because we don't have customers. Never have. Instead, we have members. And here, every member is an owner. That's why you get personal service, better interest rates, and lower fees, all to help you achieve your financial goals faster. So if you're ready to take that leap from customer to member, welcome to America First Credit Union. Equal housing opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
Life, isn't it amazing? It's also exhausting, hilarious, messy, and full of surprises. And because you never know what life will bring next, we've designed the America First Visa credit card with its consistently low rate, cash back, and exclusive benefits to help you stay ready to make the most of every crazy, wonderful, unexpected moment. The America First Visa is the last card you'll ever need. And once you've tried it, you're going to want to make it your card for life. America First Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender.
Guys, an important announcement from Universal Men's Clinic and Dr. Arakaki.
This is Dr. Arakaki. If you are suffering from ED or low T, we are making you this guarantee. We will improve the medical condition of your ED or low T, or we will give you your money back. For nearly a decade, we have had a high patient success rate and are confident that we can help you too.
If you would like to regain intimacy in your relationship or treat your low T symptoms like low energy, weight gain, and poor sleep, Universal Men's Clinic is here to help. We specialize in treating these common male issues using customized treatment programs for your individual needs. That's why we have such a high success rate, especially compared to online pills and supplements that often don't work. You can be confident in making Universal Men's Clinic your first option. We guarantee it. If we cannot medically improve your ED or low T, we will give you your money back. To learn more about our guarantee, call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777 or visit universalguarantee.com.
The long-awaited Lee Lonsberry has arrived, and that means a brand new show gets underway in just 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. And Lee, tell us what we can expect.
First off, you're going to expect a lot of excitement. I'm excited to get this show going. On the program today, we're going to talk about a number of things. Of course, impeachment, that is dominating headlines. Mm-hmm. I, though, as a former congressional staffer, I'm well aware of all of the other work that's going on in Congress, a lot of it having a direct impact on Utah. There's a defense authorization bill that deals with defense spending. That's going to have huge impact on the Ogden area and Hill Air Force Base.
There was other stuff going on.
Turns out there's a little bit of a trade deal happening, too. We're going to look into that impact on Utah. USMCA.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Lee Lonsberry coming up from 12:30 to 3 right here on KSL News Radio. At 12:25, Watching Utah's Money, Netflix has over 60 million subscribers, but a large Wall Street brokerage is predicting they could lose 4 million subscribers in 2020 if they don't add a less expensive streaming option. Netflix is facing a lot of new competition with Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, and others that offer cheaper plans. KSL Drive is brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. A 1968 Ford Mustang featured in the film Bullet is going up for auction next month. The car was raced by actor Steve McQueen in the streets of San Francisco. It's expected to sell for somewhere between $3 and $5 million. AT&T's president says the plan to cut spending by $1.5 billion next year through reductions in labor and overhead costs. AT&T is also looking to buy back 100 million shares. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow made another turnaround. It's now up by about 2 points. At 27,884. S&P 500 up by 6. The NASDAQ up by 31 points. The parents of a 9-year-old boy are furious he won't be getting his college degree this year. What?
A 9-year-old Belgian prodigy is now a 9-year-old college dropout. Laurent Simons was on track to become the first college graduate under the age of 10 this month. The child, some call the new Einstein, was set to earn a degree in electrical engineering. But his parents have pulled him out of school in the Netherlands. They're upset he won't be allowed to take his final exams before he turns 10 in April. The university statement saying it would not be feasible for Laurent to complete the course before turning 10 while also developing insight, creativity, and critical analysis. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Oh my gosh, what a lot of pressure on a 9-year-old. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we'll update your drive. We do have an emergency traffic situation in Utah County that Ricky Meese will get us up to date on. And gifting has never been easier with Western Nut. Join KSL December 12th, noon to 3, downtown. Enjoy samples while you shop, pre-wrapped or custom gifts. And Western Nut can ship to anyone on your list. KSL News Time, 1227.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
At KSL, it is our hope that every child will have a warm and joyful holiday season.
So we need your help. Donate today to KSL's Quarters for Christmas.
100% of your donation goes straight to the kids.
Donate online at kslquarters.com
or at any Deseret Book location. Pennies,
dimes,
dollars.
The money you give buys shoes and warm coats for Utah children in need.
We can't do it without your help.
Please give what you can today
at kslquarters.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. We do have an emergency traffic situation that has developed in Utah County. Let's get the very latest on traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, UHP needed to do a traffic slowdown, keeping all traffic back until they could get the roadway cleared, northbound I-15 at Lehigh Main Street. Now they've released traffic, so we're waiting for the backups passing Pioneer Crossing to clear out. It's still kind of congested in the area, but traffic is moving again. We do have a crash with injuries in West Valley City. Eastbound 3500 South Redwood Road blocking a right lane of traffic. Missionary John H. Groberg and family return to Tonga and face their ultimate test of faith, surrounded by the love and prayers of thousands. Own The Other Side of Heaven 2 DVD. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Storms coming in. We get a lot of clouds for today. Highs at 43. We're at 44 tomorrow. Storm coming in brings in some valley rain initially and some snow in the mountains tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chalais. 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this hour. A man has been arrested in South Sioux City, Nebraska, accused of murder that took place in Salt Lake City four decades ago. Brian Reed is accused of killing Wilhelmina Reed in 1982. Police haven't yet given any details about the case, but we do know that DNA was collected from the crime scene and was recently matched to DNA of the suspect. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. The mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey, says the gunman who left six people dead in a gunfight yesterday clearly targeted a Jewish market. Two of the victims have been identified by members of the Orthodox Jewish community as Mindel Ferenc, who with her husband owned that grocery store. The other is 24-year-old Moshe Deutsch, a rabbinical student from Brooklyn who happened to be shopping there on Tuesday. We now know the specific locations where two temples will be built in the cities of Orem and Taylorsville for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Each temple will be about 70,000 square feet and three stories tall. The Orem Temple, set to be built at 14 South Geneva Road, just across I-15 from Utah Valley University. The Taylorsville Temple will be built at 47th South and 27th West, on property owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The mayors of both Orem and Taylorsville say that they are so excited to know about these locations and will work together with the church as the building progresses.
To see the maps and hear more from both mayors, see the story at kslnewsradio.com. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 4 points. It sits at 27,878. S&P 500 up by 7. NASDAQ up by 31 points.